Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about the damage you feel after a toxic relationship or a relationship with a narcissist. And this is really important because even though the narcissist is gone, they've still left an imprint on you in a lot of cases. A lot of times we experience anxiety, fears. We lose our self-esteem, you know, we think differently. One of the biggest things or damage from being with somebody who's critical, judgmental, who ripped you up in every way, one of the biggest things or damaging things they can do to you is make you second guess your own judgment, okay? When you're living with somebody, and especially if you've been living with somebody for a number of years, okay, let's say you were in a very toxic marriage with somebody who was like a full-blown narcissist that, you know, let's say a grandiose narcissist that always put you down in every way and told you, you do this wrong, or you don't know what you're doing, or you're stupid, or you're a loser, or look at you, or any kind of like damaging insults and everything like that. Even if you're somebody that has some self-worth to you, okay? Those words and those damaging things they said, even though you're dealing with, you know, an idiot that puts you down and judges you, it takes time to recover from something like that. Because if you're constantly hearing these type of things, you subconsciously start to think to yourself, well, you know, maybe I'm not doing the right thing, or, you know, maybe I am stupid because I'm where I am. You know, I haven't succeeded where I wanted to succeed in my career, or, you know, maybe I don't look good. Like, you start to second guess that you're good enough. And this is what these people, if you're with somebody like that, that is, you know, not a kind-hearted person, that doesn't have empathy, that doesn't care about your feelings, these people have left damage onto you, and it takes time to heal from that. And a lot of people that haven't been in toxic or narcissistic relationships, they don't get it, okay? Unless you've been there and you've dealt with somebody like that, you won't really understand the full effect of that, okay? Because even if you, let's say you dealt with a narcissist years ago, let's say you were in a serious relationship and you were with that person years ago, even though it could be 10 years later, if you're dealing with somebody else that says something to you that's very insulting or something, guess what's going to happen? Your brain is going to trigger, and you're going to think of the prior insult that you've got from somebody a long time ago who was narcissistic, and that is just going to compound, you know, breaking down your self-worth and your ego. So you have to kind of rewire your brain to say to yourself, you know what, there's always going to be people in this world that are going to, you know, be insulting be judgmental. I mean, you see it on social media all the time. Somebody could put out a video or anything on something so generic or so kind, and there will always be a fucking hater, okay? There'll always be a fucking hater. Welcome to dealing with the public, all right? But in general, you've got to develop a thick skin. Okay, you've got to build yourself up. And this is kind of like what I was saying in like my last podcast. When you build yourself up, in other words, you're doing everything that you can for yourself to be the best possible version of you. Then when you deal with these kind of people that want to put you down because they're the broken ones, understand this, they're broken. That's why they got to put you down, all right? Because it makes them feel better to put you down. They want nothing else but to see you unhappy and to see you fail. And why is that? Because they're fucking jealous. That's why. They're fucking jealous. And, you know, when they see other people happy, it bothers them, okay? It bothers them because deep down, they're miserable in their own lives. Because they even though they may put on a huge facade, like, you know, they have all this self-confidence and everything like that, and they're a take-charge type of person, this is one of the things that attracts people initially to narcissists. Besides charm, a lot of people get attracted to narcissists because we feel like, oh, you know, they know what they're doing, and they sound so self-assured, and they take control of a situation. It's when you're dealing with somebody and you see them, they take control, like, oh, I'll do that. Or they're very accommodating in the beginning, or trying to help you with this, help you with that. They speak up for you in the beginning, maybe, or they have your back in the beginning. Remember, this is all an act. This is all an act, because deep down, they're a basic coward, okay? They're a basic coward because they don't know how to speak the truth. That's why they can't handle it when they're called out on the truth. That's why I tell you guys, always stick to the facts when you're dealing with people, whether it's a narcissist or somebody else. Stick to the facts. It's like, you know, litigating in a courtroom or something along those lines. If you stick to the facts, you can never lose an argument, all right? If you have the facts behind you, it doesn't matter if they gaslight you. It doesn't matter if they stonewall you. It doesn't matter if they give you the silent treatment, because you know what? You have the facts that are backing you. And whether they can handle it or not, you're in the right, okay? You're in the right. And when you're in the right, you always come out on top, all right? The only difference is you have to believe in yourself and not second guess your judgment. And this is what these toxic people do by gaslighting. They make you second guess your judgment, or by criticizing you or putting you down or hitting you below the belt. They love to throw out every little criticism they can throw at you to try to hurt you. They want to break you down. They are going for your jugular vein. Okay. And it's up to you to stand your ground and not be swayed by these people. Okay. That's why I tell you guys all the time, education is key. Know what you're dealing with, know who you're dealing with, know the facts of a situation. All right. And there isn't anybody that can double talk you or do something when you know what the fuck you're talking about. Okay. So remember that. That's why it's very important to educate yourself to whatever matter it is. Because if you know what you're talking about, it doesn't matter. Like I said, if they come back and they say different things to you, whatever, it doesn't matter. You just look at them and you just say to yourself, oh, ding, ding, I'm dealing with a toxic person. Let me not argue this out, because you go nowhere when you're arguing with a toxic person. You will never get transparency from them. So don't even bother. You know what you do? You step back from that. You step back from that, okay? And by stepping back from that, you're letting that person know that, you know what? You're not going to be sucked into the mess. And the mess is when they're running their mouth and trying to give you the BS, all right? In other words, you're going to remove yourself. And that's a message to them, letting them know, you know what? If you can't be transparent, then there's no need to have this conversation whatsoever. I know what you are. I know what the facts are. And you know what? I don't need to deal with this. And you step back from it, okay? So the point I'm trying to make is, a lot of times when people get involved with narcissists, you know, people getting educated on narcissism, this is all new. This is all new. So now people are becoming more aware. And it's making a lot of other people very angry, okay? It's making a lot of narcissistic people angry, or people who are not educated on the topic angry, because they're sitting there and they're saying, oh, everybody calls everybody a narcissist, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, there are some people that sit there and just say, oh, this one's a narcissist. No, a narcissist is somebody who has no empathy and is generally a very selfish person. And like I said, there's different degrees of narcissism and there's different types of narcissism, okay? So, you know, for instance, covert narcissist, somebody that, you know, operates very in a covert manner, very secretive, sneaky. And then the overt narcissist who's, you know, comes out and tells you when they have a problem and can be very, you know, loud and boisterous or along those lines. But when you get involved in a relationship, like, there's a lot of people that have been married to narcissists, didn't even know anything about narcissists. They find these things out later on and they're like, I'm dealing with a narcissist, okay? But the key when you're dealing with a narcissist is that they're so fucking predictable, okay? Because when you understand narcissism, you know what kind of cat you're dealing with, and you know how to handle it, all right? And when you come out of a relationship with somebody like that, you're hard on yourself, okay? A lot of times people, you know, they're more angry at themselves because they say, I can't believe I put up with that, or I can't believe I didn't recognize the signs and everything. You've got to learn to forgive yourself for getting involved with somebody like that. You didn't know. And a lot of times when people get sucked into the web of a narcissist, it's because the narcissist, remember what I told you in my prior podcast, a narcissist is going to move like rapid fire. That's how they nail you. They move fast to suck you in and get that supply, all right? That's why I'm telling you time and time again, whether it's a narcissist or anybody else, you move slowly. There's a reason they have that saying, only fools rush in, okay? And this is one example of why you should not rush in, okay? But you have to give yourself time to heal from it. And then you have to say to yourself, you know what? I was dealing with a toxic person. The problem wasn't me. The problem was that I was dealing with somebody who wasn't transparent, that was gaslighting me, you know, who was an insecure person. And when you get involved with an insecure person, God help you, okay? Stay away from insecure people, all right? Because insecure people, not everybody, but a lot of them will try to break you down because of their own insecurities. A lot of insecure people can be very jealous, all right? Not all insecure people are jealous, but a lot of them are, all right? You know, I have to be grammatically correct when I say something, or somebody says, well, that's not true. I'm saying in general, okay? In general. There's always exceptions to the rule. So you have to kind of forgive yourself for what you went through. And you have to go through your healing process, and you have to, you know, focus in on yourself. Stop worrying about your past relationships. You can't change the past, all right? That was your lesson, all right? Your pain is your lesson. Now it's time for you to evolve and move on. Life is a journey, and you're going to have different stages along the way. You're going to have different experiences in life, okay? Like your childhood experiences, your experiences in maybe school, college, your experiences getting out into the work world, your experiences getting married, your experiences having children, your experiences if you get divorced. You're going to go along different paths. But the point I'm trying to make is you got to learn from your prior mistakes. And you like I had this woman say on one of my posts, and she was so spot on. She said, yeah, you know, one of the things people have to do is they have to self-reflect and say to yourself, what was it that made me, you know, fall for this person who was narcissistic? Why did I, you know, why didn't I see those signs? And a lot of times people don't see the signs because they don't know about the signs. That's why I'm here trying to educate people and build awareness. Because when you have awareness, you won't make the same mistakes next time. You'll spot the signs and save yourself a lot of aggravation and not wasting away your life with the wrong people. Life is too short, you guys, to waste with the wrong people. And, you know, you don't realize that when you're young, but when you're older and you look back and you say to yourself, you know, if you wasted your life with the wrong people, you have a lot of regrets, and you don't want to do that. You want to learn from your experiences so that you don't repeat the same pattern. Okay. The same pattern. You know, another thing I want to bring out is this. All right. Whatever damage the narcissist did. And like I said, one of the biggest, you know, damage or scar they leave on you is that you second guess your judgment. You have to build yourself up and be more confident in yourself that, you know, when you make a decision or you say something, you stand behind it. And the way that you do that, like I told you 1,001 times before, is by educating yourself on a topic and educating yourself as to where you want to go in your life. You got to be focused, right? I see that in the dating world all the time. You know why there's so many problems today with the date? Besides the fact that there's so many options out there, you know, people don't even know what they're doing half the time. They're all over the place and they're not focused and, you know, they're just going in a circle. But a lot of people, they are not focused. They don't know what their purpose is in life. They're just floating along looking for instant gratification. And then you know what? You're going to wake up down the line and you're still going to be in the same spot you were. Okay? Your life had no purpose. You're still going to be in the same spot you were. You weren't moving forward in your life a lot of times because you didn't have a purpose. And what did you do? You wasted time, which could have been time moving towards something, some purpose in your life that you have or some goals that you want to accomplish in your life. Okay? So, you know, that's why I'm doing this podcast, to let you guys know, you know, if you've been hurt by a narcissist and, you know, you still have those scars or whatever, you have to just forgive yourself that you got involved with somebody like that. You know, nobody's perfect in this world, and you have to just move on, learn from it, and focus in on yourself. Focus in on yourself. And when you're out there or you're meeting people, whether you're meeting people or you're not meeting people, the number one thing that I would tell somebody to look for in somebody is look for somebody that's kind, okay? Look for somebody that's kind. Look for somebody that's transparent. If you've got to second guess yourself as to whether somebody likes you, if you have to second guess yourself, you know, if you're going to see somebody, if somebody's playing games with you, don't waste your time with zeros, okay? Don't waste your time. You have the control over your own life and who you put into your life and surround yourself with. So if you see that people are not respecting you or treating you right, you step back from that and you don't bring those people into your life. This is what people don't understand. You have the control of who you let into your life, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.